Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So I guess the question is, now that summer is winding down a little bit and fall is winding up a little bit, what are you drinking at this time of year?
Right now I am drinking some Sangiovese. I'm also drinking some Nebbiolo and Dolcetto and Barbera, some blends from the Piedmont region for reds, a little bit of Rioja here and there.
Mm-hmm.
For whites, I'm still sort of sticking with Sauvignon Blanc and Grüner Veltliner, but as it gets cooler, I'm anxious to get to some unoaked Chardonnays and some Chenin Blanc, maybe some Vouvray.
Excellent. I am drinking for reds, not much as usual, since I'm not much of a red wine drinker, but Valpolicella.
Nice.
Which I'm really loving, which is perfect for the summer. And Beaujolais a little bit for the summer, which I'm so enjoying. These wines that have just a little bit of almost acidity to them and not so much tannin and monster fruit. In terms of whites, I'm enjoying lots of flowery things this summer. Gewürztraminers and some Riesling Auslese. You know, some things that are a little bit off dry, which I think...
Torrontés? Have you gotten into Torrontés
at all? That is, for me, that is a little bit
too much.
A man can only have so many gardenias in his life, you know? That's just, that has never been a wine that has appealed to me so much. So certainly Gewürztraminers and all kinds of Rieslings this summer have been
lovely.
A real treat. Scheurebe.
Nice.
And I found, and I haven't tried it yet, I'm very excited about this, an Auslese Scheurebe. Who would have heard of such a thing?
But you would find it.
I would find yes. Nobody knows the Austrian section of the wine store better than me, as it were. So yeah, there's. I'm still sticking with light whites and light reds. I've recently discovered that my kitchen can be a room I can cook in again, now that it's not searingly hot. And that is, as you say, opening up a whole new avenue toward food to eat and also toward wines to drink. Is there a wine that says fall to you, like one white and one red?
I keep coming back to Zinfandel in my mind because of its hardiness. And as I've said before, I love Ridge Three Valleys, which is a simple blend, but it's a really pretty wine. And I often serve it at Thanksgiving. That would be one. I'm going to give you another red, even though you asked for a white. Oregon Pinot Noir also sort of reminds me of fall because it's a nice transition. It's got voluptuous fruit and still nice tannins and acidity to balance.
You want something that's nice and harvesty,
Yeah. For whites... I don't know. I'm not coming up with a white right away, but you look like you're bursting to tell me.
Yeah, for me, it's Gewürztraminers and Rieslings.
Yeah.
They say fall, they say ripeness, they say autumn bounty, as it were, if I may be poetic.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. I mean, sometimes I think a little bit of Chardonnay with a little bit of oak on it, but I would even still stick to my sort of steely Sauvignon Blancs or something like Chablis, because the shellfish... is so good still in the fall, especially oysters, and I love oysters.
Excellent. Well, that's a nice way of looking at it. So just a brief report on what Mary and I are paying attention to drinking-wise, and we mustn't forget the Peruci Vermouth cocktail.
You are a one-man Peruci promotion.
I am totally in favor of this. It's an incredible vermouth, and I've been enjoying it with everything imaginable. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.